Hey guys, it's Adam here. I'm going to do some podcasty stuff. For this assignment, I have to talk for 10 minutes straight. Doesn't sound all that bad. So last night I was thinking about what to do, and I was thinking about maybe doing something about VR, and then I started thinking about doing some drumming, or doing a podcast about drumming, but no, I'm going to be talking to you about this amazing show called House. It's awesome. I love it so much. It is just good. So it's about this doctor named Gregory House. In the very first episode, well, at least what I noticed in the very first episode is that they kind of tinted everything, or not kind of, but they severely tinted everything to show you, you know, how dark of a show it really was, which was interesting. I didn't really know if I liked it that tinted, and I don't know. I felt kind of weird about it, but anyway, so right away. His best friend, James Wilson, which is the head of the oncology department, and James Wilson is talking with the dean of medicine, House's boss, Lisa Cuddy, and so right away they're talking about how House is probably an addict because when he first got a blood clot, which happened off screen well before the show. They had to take out a chunk of his thigh. So now he lives his life in constant pain. So he walks with a cane. It's pretty funny because every now and then he'll step on someone's toes just to get back at them for maybe a weird look or something like that. But anyways, so he takes Vicodin for the pain. But they think that he's addicted to Vicodin, which eventually, they find out that he really is. So right away, we see that it's supposed to be kind of a dark show, and that House is an addict. Yet he's also a great doctor. So I'm just gonna skip over a little bit. After a while, House has three employees. Chase, Foreman, and Cameron. And so he fires Chase. Cameron realizes that she was in love with Chase, so she quits. And then Foreman just hates House, so he also quit. And so he decides he needs to find a new team. So he hires 40 people. And then he just goes through kind of a trial and error process with all of them. So if any of them make a mistake, then they're fired. And actually, no, I should rephrase that. If anyone says or gives a diagnosis that House doesn't like, then they're fired. But so, anyways, this goes on for quite a while. Then finally, there are 4 people left. 13, Kuttner, and Taub. Right. Yeah, Taub. Mass media. Gotta talk for 10 minutes. Yep, it is. So by the end of that season, he has 4 picks left. Amber, 13, Taub, and Kuttner. So then everyone kind of thinks that he's going to fire one of the girls, which he does. He fires Amber, and then he fires 13 because Foreman was transferred back, and yeah, it's a lot to explain. But so then finally Cuddy gets after him for this. Says that he has to hire one of the girls, And then finally she gives him and says, fine, you can add a new girl to your team. So then he adds 13, and then she kind of realizes that that was actually his plan all along, which is pretty cool. But, anyways, later on in the season, or in the series, everything is going great. Then he realizes that Wilson must have gotten a girlfriend. So, obviously, House, being as nosy as he is, decides to investigate. And then, by the end of the episode, he finds out that his girlfriend is Amber. Which, oh my gosh, I love this show so much. So, finds out that Wilson's new girlfriend is actually Amber. And so it'll show her, the show will show you like little peeks at their everyday lives. They're pretty much perfect for each other. And so then finally, while House, or then one day House wakes up in a strip club. Not really wakes up, but kind of regains consciousness, even though he was never actually asleep. But he regains that consciousness while he's in a strip club. Then he asks, or then he starts asking the stripper to tell him things like, tell me 5 mammals. So then she says a couple of mammals, and then he repeats the mammals. So at this point, you can obviously tell that he's doing a self-diagnosis on himself. He's kind of looking himself over for broken bones, touches his head, sees that he's bleeding. Then he says, someone's going to die. So then at that point, you know that House obviously saw something. Then after a while, you finally realize that it was actually Amber. Because House was at a bar, and then Amber came over to bring him there. And then he made Amber stay for a couple of drinks, and a couple turned into quite a few. And they had to take a bus, and then the bus crashed. So, in the end, she died, and Wilson moved away. So, House hires a private investigator to investigate Wilson, which... I feel like they really should have, or right away, I feel like they should have shown more of the private investigator, because House and the investigator seemed to get along pretty well, and it was just always interesting to see them together. So then eventually the investigator kind of falls out of the series. But then... let's see, where was I? Oof, I lost my train of thought. Anyways, so one day, House solves this great case. Super happy with himself, and he goes back to his house, starts playing the piano, playing the harmonica at the same time, and then he sees Amber. And then Amber starts talking to him. So at this point, House is starting to think, okay, I think I might have overdosed. Which, I mean, House knows that he's an addict. He just doesn't want to admit it. But, so this goes on for a while where he's just trying to get away from Amber, but then he realizes that this can actually be a tool. So then he asks Amber, how high is Kilimanjaro? So then she said, why would we know that? Then he said, because I read it in a book somewhere. And then she gives the exact height. And so now House is using Amber to solve all of his cases, because it's just a gateway into everything that he's ever learned. But then Chase and Cameron eventually come back. But then Chase has an allergic reaction because of something that House did. Then he realizes that Amber is actually trying to kill everyone. So now he's just trying to get rid of her. But anyways, I'm going to stop this now being that I've already gone a little over time. Not much, though. Wow, I'm only partway through. But anyway, so I'll see you next time on Adam Bina's podcast. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed. Leave a like, leave a comment, and remember to subscribe. See you next time.